Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Eh, didn't think so.
WLEW Sports at the half finds Peck leading the Harbor Beach Pirates by a mere point, 24-23. Harbor Beach led after the first quarter, 12-11, and Peck outscored Harbor Beach 13-11 in the second quarter to get us to a one-point game. We've had 9 lead changes in 5 ties thus far. The largest lead for Harbor Beach is 5. The largest for Peck is 4. They had that twice, once in the first quarter and once in the second quarter. Leading scorers for the Peck Pirates, number 25, that's 6'4", senior Kyle Abrego with 11 points, Caleb Dudley with 4, and Dankenbring with 4, Cody Abrego with 3, and Tom Gallagher with 2. They're 5 for 7 from the free throw line in the first half for 71.4%. Harbor Beach's leading scorer, Josh Schalke, with 9 points, and 6 points from Dalton Oakey. Cody Seaman with 5 and Austin Seltz with 3. Harbor Beach, though, 3 for 8 from the free throw line for 37.5% and a mere 1 for 5 in the second quarter for 20%, all from Josh Schalke. John Mooney.
Percentages, Harbor Beach, 9 for 23, 39%. And for the Peck Pirates, 9 for 26, 34%. I mean, this is dead even. But I think this is kind of like a tale of two types of games. One with Dalton Oakey in the game and one without.
Well, Dalton Oakey did very well in the beginning there. He had 6 points right away in the first quarter, missed one free throw, and got a quick second foul and sat the remainder of that first half. And that's when Kyle Abrego really started to get his set going.
When Dalton Oakey was out of there, Kyle Abrego saw that nice wide open. And believe me, the rest of the Pirates are doing their level best to go ahead and prevent him from getting the ball or, preventing from getting more than one shot. But I'll tell you what, that's a huge presence that's missing when Dalton Oakey's not in there.
That's needless to say, as, you know, Harbor Beach there, well, they went about 4 minutes without scoring when it was 19-17. Peck, Harbor Beach was leading 17-12, and all of a sudden a 7-0 run from Peck there gets them back into the game and back into the lead at halftime.
Harbor Beach was probably taking some shots that are out of their wheelhouse, but they're home. They practice here. This is a place that they know. They know the rims. But things just weren't falling for them. Some of the things that they put up just wasn't going down for them.
2 minutes for tip-off here. We'll take one more quick break, and when we return, we'll have second half action on WLEW Sports. It's Peck 24, Harbor Beach 23. On your hardwood home for high school hoops.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
The year 1964. Big news from Moore Motor Sales. A numbered 50th anniversary special edition Ford Mustang has arrived in Carroll. Commemorating the introduction of the Mustang in 1964, only 1,964 of these commemorative GT Fastbacks will ever be built. If you need to own this prize collector car, Moore Motor Sales has the only one available in the entire area. And when it's gone, it may be impossible to find another one. See it today, only at Moore Motor Sales at the west end of Carroll on M81.
And on to the second act on WLEW Sports. 13 seconds before we kick off the second half here. John Mooney, final thoughts.
As far as both teams are concerned, you know, they took their punches. This is, like I said, a heavyweight championship fight, and they're just both plowing into each other. We all know that the object of basketball is to get rid of the first half, and here's where the real game begins, and the ball is inbounded right now. Cody Abrego is bringing the ball up against Harbor Beach pressure.
And Kyle Abrego over to Denkenbring, over to the right wing to Cody Abrego. And top of the key for the long three, Gallagher off the top of the backboard, no good. Rebound Gaffke. Here comes Austin Seltz. Seltz driving down, brings it back out to the right wing, back up to Josh Schelke, over to the left wing to Cody Seaman. Dalton Oki back in there, both starters for both teams again on the court to start the second half. Peck by one, 24-23 over Harbor Beach with 7.5 to play in the third. Cody Seaman on the give and go to Dalton Oki, and this one's no good. Rebound Dalton Oki, Jason Gaffke, and he cleans up the boards. And in for two. Back to Harbor Beach lead. The 10th lead change of the night. Jason Gaffke with his first points on the night. 25-24, Harbor Beach by one. Gallagher over to Dudley, who drives into the lane. Nothing there as they're almost going with a motion, high motion offense here. Rebound Cody Seaman after a missed number 12 Abrego shot. Dalton Oki goes to work inside the lane on the little bit of a runner on the right hook, no good. And here comes Peck trailing by one, 25-24. Cody Abrego setting offense on the top. Then gives it over to Denkenbring, the 6'6" sophomore. Back to Kyle Abrego. Over to Dudley, thought about taking the three, instead drives into the lane, and we have a whistle. It's going to be a body check against Harbor Beach, number 23, Austin Seltz. That will be his second and the first team foul of the second half for Harbor Beach. So Cody Abrego inbounds it for Peck underneath their own hoop. Right into Kyle Abrego, and this one's blocked by Dalton Oki. Nice heads-up play there by the 6'7" senior. Over to Cody Seaman on the layup, and this one's no good. Rebound by Dalton Oki. The tip cannot go, and rebound Peck. Harbor Beach can't buy a shot right now. Cody Abrego slows things down on the right wing, over to the left wing to Kyle Abrego.
Both teams, the adrenaline's really pumping right now.
Denkenbring for the long two. This one's good. About 6 inches inside the three mark is his sweet spot, and it's back to a Peck one-point lead, 26-25. 5 minutes, 50 seconds left in the third. Austin Seltz dribbles once on the left wing, feeds into Gaffke for the free throw shot, and this one's no good. Rebound Dudley. Here comes Peck, who seems to be pushing the ball a little bit more in the second half. Kyle Abrego wide open in the right block, and this one's good. 13 points for him, and we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach, and it will be a full timeout for Harbor Beach. You're tuned to the WLW Sports Network. 5:31 left in the third. 28-25, Peck leading by three.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Harbor Beach trails Peck by three after calling a full timeout. Peck coming out here on a little bit of a 4-0 run in this quarter. Cody Seaman at the point guard now. Josh Ellie gets the shooting guard off the right wing. Has it now at that right wing. Feeds into Oki, and this one's tipped away by Dudley. Schelke gets it again, though. And it's going to be an offensive. He lowered that shoulder just a hint. And that will be a foul any given day, especially when he goes flying about 10 feet. First foul against Josh Schelke of the night. Second team foul for the Pirates. And Peck gets the ball 90 feet from their own hoop, left to right across the radio in red and white uniforms. 5 minutes, 10 seconds left of the third. 28-25. Peck leading HB. Dagan bringing that same spot, that long jumper. No